man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests promote herself mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Got you.
Nothing like some Bob Marley to get us started, Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome on in to Planet Remix. Wow, peace and greetings. How are we all doing? How's everybody feeling? First of all, let me say happy Easter to those of you who celebrate Easter, and happy Higher Self Day. Yeah, yeah. Welcome on in. Welcome on in to Planet Remix. So good to see you guys in the house. So peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome on in. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Oracle, and I want to welcome you on in to Planet Remix. So glad to see everyone here. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open, and you are certainly more than welcome to find yourself a place and come on over and join us in the Blue Room. Let me give you those cosmic directions. Yeah, so you can find your way on over. Mm-hmm. And also other ways that you can, you know, lean in and tap in to Planet Remix. And to get to the Blue Room, you're going to come over to YouTube. And once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y. And that is going to get you locked in to the Blue Room. And once you get in the Blue Room, you're going to see all the beautiful people in the building. Yes. They are there, and they're going to make you feel welcome and right at home. You can also connect with us on Planet Remix by calling in, and you're going to want to do that tonight because we're actually going to be taking some calls as well. So you want to get on the phone lines. 515-605-9794 is the number to call, right? And then you're going to get on the phone line. Now, if you're one of our international listeners and you're out there, listen, you're out there in those cosmic streets and you are outside of the U.S., there's a couple of ways that you can tap in and get connected as well. Number one, you can call in 515-605-9794, or if you're outside of the U.S. and Canada, right? You can call that number, but you do need to dial the U.S. country code first. The U.S. country code first. Once you do that, you can tap in. And then, here's the second thing. You can also go over to blogtalkradio.com/theremix. And when you get, you're going to see a direct connect button. and you can click that button underneath the live show and you can connect with us. So there are so many ways that you actually can connect with us and you can tune in. Yeah, yeah. So peace and greetings, everyone. How are you feeling? And I say feeling because we have this beautiful energy of this full moon that's here. So how are you feeling on this day, this very sort of sacred day, which all days are sacred, but this one, you know, holds a little special energy as well. Yeah. Welcome on in. Oh, yeah. It's a couple of things we're going to talk about before we get ready to get started in the show tonight. First of all, I just want to shout out everyone in the blue room. I can see all the beautiful people in the blue room. And let's get those likes up because that is a way that we are going to send a message out so that we can let our soul family find us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to say happy Born Day to everyone celebrating their Born Day at this time. We have a couple of more days, right? And we will be moving into Taurus season. So everyone who is celebrating their Born Day, the month of April, happy Born Day. If your Born Day is coming up, we are sending you so much love and happy Born Day to you. Now, as we get ready to start the show, a few things, and I don't want to forget because there's quite a few things that I kind of want to say as we're starting this show. First of all, we want to send love and light across the whole planet because emotions are running high. A lot of things are coming to the surface. A lot of things are being presented to us right in our face, and some of them are just too tough to deal with. And we just want to send lots of love and lots of light all across the planet to everyone out there. And also, we want to send lots of love and light as well to those who have made their transition. And I want to take this time to send some special love and shout out to one of the divine priestesses and a family that is connected to our soul group, Planet Remix, and that is to Priestess Donna Lee, her husband, and baby girl Jasmine, sending them so much love. Priestess Donna Lee, mother, made her transition just here recently, and we want to send them so much love and so much light. And especially Ashe's to our mother as she continues on her journey. And then for all of my folks, my family members and people around the world, we want to send love and light out to South Carolina. We want to send love and light out to Florida. We want to send love and light out to New York. Like, we want to send love and light all over the planet. It is so important at this time that you have a place where you can continue to nurture, to love, and to build yourself from within. We cannot live in a world where the only thing that we are building is our mind, because at some point the mind will begin to play tricks on you. And this is why we have to be holistic beings. We are holy beings that has a spirit that embodies a body and a mind to allow us to operate, create, manifest in this physical reality. And we can never forget that. So, yes, we do want you to bring your higher level of intellect because the intellect is so needed. but we can never leave the heart and the higher self behind. And it does take some navigation to be able to understand all which is happening from within. Because everything that we see on the outside, you guys know this, this is what we do here. It is a internal operation. In, meaning not. Internal. Nocturnal, meaning not without, but within. And so everything from within comes without. Yeah, so welcome on in. Welcome on in to Planet Remix. How are we all feeling? Let's do a check-in from everyone inside the blue room. Let's do a check-in really, really quick from everyone. Let's do a check-in. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and let us know how long you've been listening to the remix. So you can tell us, you know, where you're from, what city, what state, what country, and also let us know how long you've been listening to Planet Remix. Let's see. I love that feeling good. We're going to give some shots out here in a minute. Brother Bilal is going to be coming on in just a moment. And, you know, every now and again, understand what the real meaning, speaking of understanding about words, you have to understand about what remix means, to remix something. Because there is definitions of what it means to remix, but hence, as the creator of the remix, let me tell you what remix means. It doesn't mean that you take something that's already been done and mix it. That's not what I understand remixing to be. Remixing is when you take all of you and you bring it together and you create something even more elevated. You remix. This is alchemy. It's alchemy from within. I love it. I'm looking at all of you guys. West Los Angeles is in the building. The Bronx is in the house. Been listening 6 months. Oh, my goodness. Karen has been listening 6 months. M. White has been listening from Philadelphia, said she's been listening for 6 months, and she said her mother put her on. That is like the best news. Like, I have the biggest smile on my face. Your mommy put you on? Look at you and look at you. Deborah SPR is listening from France, and she's been listening for 3 years. We have Chi-Chi. Is that Chi-Chi or Cha-Cha, C-H-E-Y? And she has been listening for 10 years plus. Get out, shut the front door, welcome in. Brittany Vibes, and Brittany Vibes has been listening for 4 years. Abba is from, or Obi, I may not be saying it right, Obia. And she has been listening, she's from North Carolina, Asheville, for a couple of months, but she says, I remember listening to Miss Blue probably almost about 12 years ago. Wow. Okay, Lance, we know you are real OG. Lance is from Montgomery, Alabama, but he lives in Los Angeles, and he's been listening since 2008. Oh, my goodness. Bonjour. Maybe I'm saying it right. From the ATL. Let me see. Been listening for 4 years now. I love it. I love it. And then Ty says, Ty from New Jersey, and she has eternity. So I love that right there. And she says, thanks for pouring into us, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. Absolutely. We have T. Jordan, Brother Torando, out of Gulfport, Mississippi, and has been listening since, are you ready for this? 2012, faithfully. 369 is in the house and has been listening for 3 years. Oh, my goodness. Pip, is it Pip Super? Pip Super, been listening for almost a year. Wow. Amar Setter, Shatter YL, from Strong Long Island, New York, and has been listening for 3 years. Leanne, it's been 2 years. Wow. C. Diggs has been listening since the summer, and I love this, from the summer of 2018. And then we have Truth and Chakra Vibes, love the names, has been listening a year. I started listening when I started truck driving on the road. Oh, I love it. I love it. Miss May has been listening from Georgia and from California for about 6 years. And then kicking it in the kitchen with Queenie. We know Queenie is Queenie. Queenie go back. Queen, what happened? The whole screen done jump. Now look at me. Queenie's been listening since 2009, 2010. How come I can't say it? Dahita has started listening in 2008, but have returned for about a year. Loyalty is from Fulton, Georgia, and she says, thanks to the master teacher, Bobby Hemmett, Shay, yes, for sending me here and tuning in for 2 years now. Yeah, Shay to Brother Bobby, always sending him, and Linda Love as well. Love Brother Bobby, one of my master teachers as well, many of us. T. Thomas Reconstructed has been listening from Los Angeles, been listening since your Welcome to the Fifth Dimension video. Wow. Caleb, been listening for 4 years. Mr. Dante, 10 years off and on. This is amazing. And Sister Mira from London has been listening for 5 years. Mary May from Detroit, 5 years. Rue, 5 years. Oh my goodness. Like, I love it. Yeah, I got to get into it. Wow. Unconscious reality, feeling squeezed from New Orleans. Was divinely guided to this. Okay, well, glad you're here, unconscious reality. I hope you feel unsqueezed. We don't want you to feel squeezed. Y'all back up and give some room to the sister. She feeling squeezed up in there. Give her some room. Let's go to Cheryl O. from Riverdale, Georgia. And she's been listening since 2019. Terreno, from the DMV, been listening for 5 years. And then Isha Mayat. Let me go. From QC, has been listening from 2017, and you found us through Brother Panic. Well, welcome on in and love out that way as well. Let's see, who else? Oh, my goodness. Bridget Bryan says, Couture put me on to the remix around 2010. Wow. And I've been listening now for 2 years. Are you kidding me? Couture has been listening to the remix since 2010. You know, it's always amazing. And I want to say thank you to Phoenix for the Super Chat donation. Thank you so much for that. But it's always amazing how how many people have been listening and how certain shows bring certain people out. Because as you guys know, it's more than, and I say this confidently, that there is more than, there's more than million listeners, unique listeners worldwide of Planet Remix. And certain shows, certain situations bring certain people out. And that's just amazing. It's amazing how that happens. Jawan Johnson, been listening since 2010. Ebony Collins has been listening since 2021. There you go. Say it proud. Say it proud. Say it proud. Abdullah the Oracle said 10 years and 37 minutes. Wow. Yeah, that's a wow for me too. Wow. Whether you've been listening for a very long time or if you just started listening, however that goes for you, I want you to know that we welcome you. We welcome you. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue because we're going to be doing something a little different tonight. We're going to be kind of remixing what's going on. We want you guys to stay here with us, and we're just going to go from there. So we're going to listen to some Baby Blue. Yeah, welcome on in. Happy Easter, all that good stuff, and happy Higher Self Day, all of that. Let's see.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
This is so true. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will.
Blessings, I see elephant tusks on the board of a sailing lady, docked on the Ivory Coast, Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it, because it's water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaína. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil you spill that BP ain't clean up. I'm airtime, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. I don't even like Washington's in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docked in front of a man picking cotton. Silk and fleece, lay on my cheeses. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, ocean 11.
Elephant tusks on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dress this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well, fuck it, fuck it, because it's water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on mopeds, spilling opus. Welcome to the magnum opus, the Magna Carta, the best-selling author, the Cardin, yeah. On a holiday playing strange fruit. I'ma make it to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the water. swoosh. And that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovey, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepard Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrats know it's so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to float. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant test on the board of a sailing lady. Yacht on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bath got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because it's water drown my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun on the
waves of the ocean. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Jay-Z, Frank Ocean, and Ocean. Some real serious lyrics with that vibe. Did you catch it? Were you able to ride those waves? Did you catch it? Were you able to understand those vibes? Some real serious messages in the waters of our blood, in the waters of the world, in the waters of our emotion. And our ancestors. Yeah. Yeah. Powerful. Very powerful. Yeah. Welcome on in, everyone. Welcome on into Planet Remix. I say this because I see more of you in the house. Let's go ahead and get those likes up. Let's get those likes up. Brother Bilal is going to be coming on in just a moment. But let me tell you something. We just got some intel. We just got some spiritual intel. And that spiritual intel is leading us to what we'll be talking about in a moment. The fifth seal, Tehuti. Djed 33, the Scarlet Abyss, FP. We got some intel. Got some intel here. Some serious intel. And that spiritual intel has to do with the fifth seal. Because this fifth seal here brings in this energy of Tehuti. And as you all know, we did the seventh seal. We did the seventh seal, and I know many of you seen the caught the replay and was present when we did the seventh seal. The seven sealed indictments, all of the seals from the seventh. And we know what happened with the sixth seal, the left eye of Ra. And then the show that we did, the messages from the sixth dimension, and now we're at the fifth seal. And this message, let me tell you, this is a serious, a very serious one. And as always, know that whenever you release, because this is a releasal that's here. But whenever you release these types of energy onto the planet, you are going to be met with some resistance. You're going to be met with resistance. And I will let you know that we were met with a lot of resistance today. Because of this energy that's getting ready to be put out. So, I have a request for everyone who's here. And that is, your assistance is needed as a collective. Need you as a collective to raise up the energy. We need the energy to be high enough so that we can release this energy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do what I do best. And on this day of the Christ consciousness, we're going to do a live spirit quest. We're going to do a live spirit quest because spirit has just dropped on me right now to let me know that we need to get this energy up really, really high. We need to raise the frequency on the planet at this time. It is going to be needed right now, and I need your help. I need your assistance. I need your assistance. This is the day, the Christ Consciousness Day, the 33. So, let us get ready to raise this frequency. Who's down? Who's down? Who's ready to do some work right now? Let me know if you bout that work and you want to put it in real time right now. All right. Oh, I see you. I see you. Because we're going to need all hands on deck. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let us begin. It's going to take us a little bit for me to be able to bring you in. I just need you to stay present, stay focused, and stay with me. You will know when it's time for you to go and do your part. You will know when it is time for you to do your, all right? The first thing that I want you to do is to place your feet flat on the ground. And as you place your feet flat on the ground, I want you to sit up nice and straight. And as you sit up nice and straight, go ahead and roll your shoulders back. Make sure your feet are planted flat on the ground. And I want you to relax. Now, as we begin to do this spirit quest, I really want you to close your eyes because I need you to go deep within so you can tap in. Now, as we get started, I want you to take a deep breath, but I don't want you to take a deep breath in. I want you to exhale first. And then relax. Now, I want you to breathe. Just normal. Just breathe. That's it. Now, just relax. I want you to imagine yourself standing outside on a city street. It's a clear night, and as you begin to look up at the sky, you can see all of the stars. I mean, it's so clear. All of the stars. Everywhere. And if you notice, if you look over to your right, you can see the moon. And it's clear. And it's shining bright. Now, I want you to take your hand and place it palms open over your heart. And you can place whichever hand you want. You can place both hands. Just allow your intuition and your higher self to lead you. And as you have your hand over your heart, I want you to visualize a light. The light inside of your heart getting brighter and brighter. You can literally, in your mind's eye, see the light shining so bright that it is shining through your hand and it is lighting up the path in front of you. That's it. Get it as bright as you can. Now, once you see your light and it is shining through your hand, and by the way, that light can be many different colors. It can be so many different colors. And as this light is shining through, I want you to take your hand, now which holds the light that is coming from your heart, and I want you to extend your hand out and allow this light to shine up. And I want you to focus and send energy from your hand all the way down your arm into the palms of your hand where the light is. To make the light brighter and brighter. And as it shines up, I want you to see and make that light shine so bright that literally it is touching the heavens above. And you cannot tell where the light that is coming out of your hand is separate from the light of the stars above. Now, gently close your hand, make a fist, and pull your hand back. And now, like a spotlight, you see it on the sidewalk. And that light has made a tunnel, a spotlight. I want you to go and stand in that light. That's it. Stand in the light. This is a spotlight that goes all the way up to the Milky Way. And it's standing and it's covering you. So here's what I want you to do. On the count of three, I want you to allow yourself to float up in the light. That's it. One, two, three. That's it. Hold your hands out front. Kick your feet up back. Just like you're floating in the air. And the light is carrying you up. And you're going higher and higher. You're so high up that now it's almost as if you can touch the sky. But you can also see all around the city. All around the planet. You can see everything. So now, I want you to begin your quest, and I want you to fly around, because on the top of every single one of these city buildings, there is a golden chest, and inside that chest, there is something waiting for you. there is something that will help you to amplify this energy on the planet at this time. So go, fly, anywhere you want to, on top of the building. And when you get there, open the chest. Find what's in there. It could be a symbol. It could be an object. It could be an envelope. But whatever is in there, take it. Take it. Excellent. It's almost time for us to come back. Now that you have your object, I want you to fly back to where you see the light, your light. Get back in that tunnel and gently, gently begin to float down, back down to the ground. That's it. That's it. You're coming back down, all the way down, back on the sidewalk. And now that you're there, I want you to reach down and I want you to pick up your light again. Put it back. Put it back in the palms of your hands. This is where the second largest energy center is on the body. Put the light back in your palm. That's it. And call it all back. Gently call it all back. All back. And as it began to come back down in your hand, up through your arm, and into your heart, you can feel the energy pulsating. That's it. That's it. You have the light back. And you have brought back your gift. And you have raised the frequency on the planet. And you had a chance to see so many things along the way. And on the count of three, you will come back and you will have everything that you experience with you. One, two, three, and you're back. And you're back. Wow, you're back. You're back. Take a few moments, and once you're back, especially those of you in the blue room, let us know. Let us know. Yeah, let us know that you're back. And also, let us know what you brought back and how you feel. Oh, Lance, you got Chango's axe. Oh, that is so amazing. Wow. Wow. Dr. Dina brought back a golden bee pen. Amazing. I love it. I love it. Oh, you're going to need that axe tonight. For where we're going, you're going to need that. Oh, you brought back a spear, Cynthia, a hammer. A golden cassette, Will. I love it. An emerald hammer. Wow, lots of hammers coming back. A golden microphone. You brought back a unicorn, a golden key, lots of golden keys, a sword, a pen, coins, gold coins, another key, a gold key, lots of key, a necklace and beads, a bronze-colored ego. Wow, a sacred cross of Jesus, a dagger, a ring. Oh my goodness. Wow. You will understand. Wow, you're going to need those tools in just a moment. You brought back a key and a bold, a spear, a blue spear. I love it. An amethyst, a green crystal, a silver ankh, random brand. Mystic Rich, Miss Rich brought back a heart. M. Rodriguez said you got a diamond letter pen L. Ah, interesting. A green crystal. Okay, a crystal ball and a wand. you brought back, my husband brought back an envelope. Yeah, let us know what's inside the envelope. Donna Lee, a golden gavel. I love that, priestess. 369 here brought back a composition book and a pen. Super Nina, information rolled up on paper. I know, this is deep. Gems from all over the world, priestess Jasmine. And Corel brought back a green jade necklace. Ashe brought back two plane tickets, one for Florida and Jamaica transfer. Sounds like you going on a trip with your man, girl. I hear you. And then, let's see, what else? Lindsay brought back a gold ring with Jesus on it as well. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Wow, I absolutely love it. Yeah. Yes, the frequency has been raised. We can say that as well. So that's a powerful thing. That is such a powerful thing. And thank you all for doing that to raise the energy. Yeah. Yeah. We're also going to let you know, during tonight, the person who represents the fifth seal. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and then we're going to get started. We'll get started then. And I see you guys keep putting everything in there before we get ready to do the share. Yeah. Before we get ready. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we got some serious work to do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, let me get something together here. Let me get this together. Ooh-wee, boy, this is full moon. I know, such a vibe. Such a vibe. Settling vibe. One moment, please. One moment. All right. All right. So now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready, because Brother Bilal is going to be coming on in just a moment. And let's see. The fifth seal, Tehuti, the Jed, 33, the Scarlet Abyss, FP. So we're going to get ready to listen to this, and then we're going to dive deeper into the cipher.
Travel like the narco. Got dope like Pablo. Cut dope like Pablo. Chop trees with the Draco.
Draco.
On the knock at Diego.
Diego.
Say hasta luego.
Luego.
We'll be in rapid kilo.
Yeah.
Snub nose with potato.
Straight out the jungle.
Yeah.
This real rap, no mumble.
Yeah.
My skin black like mumble.
Yeah.
Got tag spots in Honda.
Yeah.
Straight out the jungle.
Oh yeah.
Bricks in the brick house.
Yeah.
Used to hit living go to my house.
Mama,
straight out the jungle.
Yeah.
Young nigga don't know nothing now. Young nigga know too much now.
Ooh.
Bow, 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 that'll slow him down.
Yeah.
We pick up the hondo.
No.
Then drop him off to the honcho.
Pancho.
I came from the bando.
Bando.
Here go the wild.
Travel like the narco.
Narco.
Got dope like Pablo.
Pablo.
Cut the dope like Pablo.
Cut the
chop trees with the Draco.
Draco.
On a knock at Diego.
Diego.
They ask the Luego.
Luego.
We'll be in rapid kilos.
Yeah.
Snub nose with potato.
Straight out the jungle.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This real rap, no mumble.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My skin black like mumble.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Got stash spots in Honda.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Straight out the jungle.
Viva, viva.
Hey.
Cold game with the cocaine.
Cold.
The more money make more rain.
Rain.
Pouring up a paint while I'm back in propane. Point blank range, give a nigga nose range.
Skip to my lube with the pack and the cat.
Drippin', lube with the bricks, where they at?
Where?
Drippin', fools, the paddock all wet. Birds in the truck, they ain't leaving at the nest. Get pie face set like milk. Yup, running with the pack, got slipped.
Yep.
Hands in the kitchen jar, cut his finger off. Nigga being greedy, we gon' cut his tummy out. 100 bricks on the road, took a couple routes. Flush mama house, heard me the Philly count. I ain't really with the razzle dazzle. Knock him off and then I throw him off the boat paddle. Go to Tijuana, put the kilo on the saddle. Stack him, hit a lick of copper. Chop a fire like an apple. Matching with the acres with the horses in the cattle.
Travel like the narco,
narco.
Got dope like Pablo.
Pablo.
Cut the dope like Pablo.
Cut the
chop trees with the Draco.
Draco.
On a knock at Diego.
Diego.
They ask the Luego.
Luego.
We'll be in rapid kilos.
Yeah.
Snub nose with potato.
Straight out the jungle.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This real rap, no mumble.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My skin black like mumble.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Got stash spots in Honda.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Straight out the jungle.
Take out. No monkey in the jungle, blind hot like a sauna. Bustin' up and I'm tryna weave an anaconda. Jumpin' in the water, tryna strip across the water glass. See guards out, got me beat by Ferrano. I'll bag it, bag of money, know I gotta have it. Savage, but I'm still a gentleman of Cali.
Galactic,
nigga turn them in about the cabbage. Till it's old family, if you run up with your package. I just put a pack on the way to Bogota.
Pack,
poke his eyes out, and I'm tellin' what he saw. I'm a wise y'all, I don't know if he'll talk.
Watch
get
out.
A chainsaw, and I'ma throw our legs off.
Stop.
They know that we're a gang, but they said that we're a ring.
Yeah.
Investigating, taking pictures of the whole team.
Yeah.
On the cover, tryna do a thing.
Sitting there on a plane, going to the middle.
Travel like the narco,
narco.
Got dope like Pablo,
Pablo.
Cut the dope like Pablo.
Cut the
chop trees with the Draco,
Draco.
On a knock at Diego,
Diego.
They ask the Luego,
Luego.
We'll be in rapid kilos.
Yeah.
Snub nose with potato.
Straight out the jungle.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This real rap, no mumble.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My skin black like mumble.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amigos.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's get those likes up, everybody. Straight out the jungle. Oh,
yeah. It's about that
wow.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
What's good? What's good?
Out of below.
What's going on? What's happening?
It's
rough in here. Well, look. What? Oh, shit. What's up? What's up, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
We all joined together on this evening. What's happening, Blue Room? All the good people. Yes, yes. What's up, Miss Blue? How you feeling?
Oh, amazing, amazing. How about you?
Good, good. Ready to catch this wave so we could get it in. You know what I'm saying? We're on that divine timing right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hello, what a perfect day to unveil the fifth seal. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But how I'm coming through clear?
Oh, yes. Nice and clear. Nice and clear.
Okay. Wait, hold on, yeah. All right. So what, 4/17/2022. We done caught another 9 vibration day, if I'm not mistaken. So, look, yeah, I know, right? So, all right. Tahuti, the Scarlet Ibis, the real alchemist, right? We ready to jump in? We ready, right? We ready?
Oh, yes, we ready.
We done did it. Yeah, but look, the live vision quest, the live spirit quest opened it up. So that was perfect. That was right on time, right? So, look. Even tonight represents the red rose that grew from the concrete. Because you started this whole thing off with the Concrete Jungle with Bob Marley.
That's right.
And then we did, well, Welcome to the Jungle, Narco, right, with the Amigos, right? So, look, tonight, Supernatural Council. Tonight, the fifth seal is about the sage, the energy of the Buddha, same exact as the Christ. That's that number 33 energy, right? So remember, look, remember the sage, which is at the beginning of Sagittarius, the Sagittarius, right? Sagittarius is the sage. Because Sagittarius is the archer which holds the bow and arrow. Don't forget that. We're going to need that later, especially in the jungle, right? Because remember that bow is the instrument for shooting arrows. So the mystery of the bow is the bow you put on the gift, the same bow. See, look, it's the bow that go on the gift, but it's also B-O-W that says to bow. So tonight, only if you're humble to this person that represents the fifth seal, take a bow, which means to bend your knees and pay homage and respect, right? Bow your head in a moment of silence. So we put a bow on the gift we wrap, and the greatest understanding of the bow is to bow. To Huti, the great god of Egypt, ancient Kemet, Kush, the ibis of Egypt. Well, look, correction, not just the ibis, but the scarlet ibis, right? The red ibis, the Huti, Thot, Hermes Trismegistus, all the same. It was changed to represent what the Western call Gemini today, Ms. Blue. That's the same Tahuti energy. That's the same correlation. It's also the symbol of the snake of Chinese astrology, all Tahuti. They are all the same. And look, we save so much time once we understand it's all the exact same energy versus we thinking we're studying different people. It's the same wisdom. They're all the same. That's why Tahuti is represented with the Caduceus staff, right? The staff with the medical field, with the two snakes, right? So be wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove.
Yes.
The serpent is Tahuti, which are on the pharaohs, male and females, wore them on the crowns in Egypt, Miss Blue. Look, tonight, Tahuti, the author of 10,000 books, the esoteric meaning of Mercury, the messenger of the gods, Mercury, Quicksilver, intellect. Just warming this thing up. Because we need to go into some different levels here, right? Because, look, the fifth seal is also the fifth element. Also covers the fifth dimension, which are the ethers.
Yes.
By the way of the red ibis. Tahuti, the representative of Ra. The god of writing, magic, wisdom. So, in just a few more things, Tahuti, which means who is like the ibis, but Ms. Blue, we also know Tahuti was also in the form of a baboon.
Yes.
So the baboon is going to take us going to take us straight into the jungle for our story tonight. Are we ready to go in?
Oh, yes. We ready. We ready.
So let's do this. Because to understand this fifth seal, the Christ Consciousness 33, we must go into the 1967 release of The Jungle Book. We need to find the main character, the little boy that grew up in the jungle. Mogli. M-O-W-G-L-I. Mogli. Mogli was a little boy raised by wolves, Miss Blue, in the jungle, right in the Jungle Book, to become friends with a Black Panther. Ain't that for a teller? Ain't that a Black Panther? Ain't that something?
Ain't that something for real?
Also made friends with a bear. Because Miss Blue, in this story of the Jungle Book, his friends and family of the jungle was trying hard to convince him to leave the jungle because of a tiger, a Bengal tiger, by the name of Shere Khan, was going to kill Mowgli. This is a 1967 cartoon that Disney put out. Talk about planting seeds in children's minds.
Mm-hmm.
That's in 1967, Miss Blue. For just a year later, 1968 was the first installment of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
What a coincidence.
Wow.
The Planet of the Apes, look, it was wrote in 1963, but the first installment, the first experiment screening was 1968. Went all the way through 1968, 1970, 71, 72, 73. They made a movie 2001, 11, 2014, 2017. What is the message? What is the message? Why is Hanuman such a message on this planet, right? This King Kong energy. But we're talking about the jungle, because wasn't King Kong the king of the jungle?
Oh, yes.
Kong, which is that version, also shows up in the Jungle Book of Disney. So look, so before we go too deep in the jungle, remember Bob Marley came on earlier with the concrete jungle that Haile Selassie of Ethiopia represents the Lion of Judah, right? Also with the elephant tusks. So when we're talking about if you can't see the forest for the trees, it means you're in some danger, right? So destroying the rainforests, even for those in the Nation of Islam, Ms. Blue, this represents the lost tribe of Shabazz, because the story takes place in the jungle, right?
Right.
So this evening, we salute to the sixth and seventh seal, which were the Geminis, the twins, which represented Tupac and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Ra's left and right eye. So let's travel to the other end of Gemini, which is Sagittarius. Because remember, Sagittarius and Gemini are the same. One masculine, one feminine. One masculine, one feminine. So the target and our target for this evening is simply pay respect and homage. Secondly, just a simple thank you will do. All right, we good with that?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because Sagittarius is the philosopher, the half horse, half human, right? The centaur. The centaur. So when we talk about where does stagnation come from? Where the stagnation of the mind come from is when a person is set in stone. And it's the disappointment of when you have your heart set, but it just in your mind just so set in one way that it becomes the bed you make will be the bed you lay in, right? So if you're set in stone, which is speaking of concrete, is settled. But what happened is this educational system that's designed to get you to memorize and just take notes is not drawing anything out, right? It's designed to make clones and robots.
Mm-hmm.
Because education is to pull out the intellectual property from within. But if you don't have proper education, it's not going to do too much of that to no one. But then, Miss Blue, we get this big graduation. It, you know, remind me of when my daughter, when they were doing the volleyball, right? They didn't win one game one year, and they still made the playoffs. I'm saying, what kind of, how are you rewarding losing? You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So we get it.
Yeah.
You don't want nobody to feel like losers, but it's the same with the education. Because you learn much of nothing, and then you get a graduation. And Ms. Blue, they give you this mortise board, right? Now this is very important for tonight because the mortise board, MORTAR board, right, is the graduation cap. That's the proper name of the graduation cap, the mortise board.
Yes.
It's if you call Home Depot, mortar is cement.
Hmm. Concrete.
It's concrete. And it's like stucco, right? It's a version of cement. And once you put that cement seal on top of your head, can't nothing get through. So it's really like a almost a, worse than a dunce hat. Because nothing could get through, and you become so rigid and stiff that you're stuck in stone. So now you have a stone on your head, you have a brick on your head, Ms. Blue, like a cinder block, right? Where they get Cinderella from.
Wow, yeah.
The whole idea of a cinder block. So mortar is a mixture of sand, lime, and cement. Because we're talking about the concrete jungle, but we're talking about the jungle that we live even in the neighborhoods, right? But concrete is a little different. It has a little more material in it, but you wear a mortise board at the graduation. That's the graduation cap. It's a brick on your head. It's a sealant from the information that's most needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been indoctrinated at even to a point where we're willing to die for what we believe to be true now. Not even what we know. We're
That's
willing
right.
to die for what we believe to be true. Because once the cap get on your head, which is the mortise board, and you can look it up for yourself, you become signed, sealed, and delivered with that cap. Now, what happened when you go against the world? Now, look, what happened when you go against the world with the education that was given from this system?
Wow.
That buried mortar board will make you a M-A-R-T-Y-R, a mortar.
Wow.
Because you're going to step out there acting like you know something, and a person, a mortar is a person who's willing to suffer even death.
Yes.
Just to be right. Just to be right. Right?
Wow. Yes.
So when we're talking about even Set being the enemy of Egypt, Set meaning you're set in stone, Set meaning you're willing to settle, right? Because the enemy of Egypt should have been the movie that they did in 2016. The gods of Egypt?
Yeah, or something like that. It was
Yeah. Well, look, our beloved brother Chadwick Boseman played Tahuti. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And that same year, he played the Black Panther, a Black Panther showing up again.
That's right.
Brother Chadwick Boseman played Tahuti in the 2016 installment of The Gods of Egypt. to later on that year play the Black Panther, just like the Jungle Book of Mowgli's friend, the Black Panther. Very interesting. So as we go a little deep into the jungle, we have the enemy of the state, which is the enemy of your state of mind to be set on one way of doing something. Anytime you're not flexible and open, you're not going to get the full lesson, the full perspective. You're not going to get the bigger picture, which the Sagittarius is after. So when you are setting the wrong stone, you will now have limited access to the universal intelligence.
Absolutely.
Ms. Blue, when a person's stuck in a particular expertise on one thing and you thinking your way the only way, you are cut off from the knowledge of your higher self.
Yes.
Or what you call God or the universe, you're cut off from all of that, right? This is why when you read the history books and even if you read something like the Bible, God never chooses the most educated to be prophets because you can't get through the head.
That's right.
Name me one prophet, name me one that went to an Ivy League or any school. They always came from what humble means, they said, right?
That's right.
Why? Because man will take the credit for the genius and lay claim to your gift that
was naturally
given to you. Isn't
that
say, I made you? And what did Jesus say, make another one?
That's right.
Huh?
Make another one. Absolutely.
Huh? And look, they didn't even finish school, right? Because look, someone want to take the credit for making you.
That's right. That's right.
So the minute you become successful on this planet and blow up whatever school it is, they're gonna take the credit. We made that person. We wrapped that gift. We put the bow on that gift, right?
That's right.
We made them. And it makes you bow to them. We made that, him and her. Look, this is why we need the balance of both worlds.
That's right.
This is why we need the street smarts with the intellect, right?
That's why
we need, the streets from the suite. So this is why we need smart and intelligent, because even with the bachelor, the master's, the doctoral, right? All are different levels of degrees of learning and acquired knowledge. And most become the smartest, but don't hate on Mowgli that may happen to be a little more intelligent than you without going to school.
That's right.
Because
that's
look, right. If you grew up in the jungle like Mowgli, Not no kindergarten class now. He didn't get no seeds planted in his flower pot, Miss Blue. He's in the jungle, right? Not domesticated. This is natural. This is living nature's law, right? So what the lesson here is, the ultimate lesson, don't underestimate people.
No, never.
Especially the people who appears to have less, don't underestimate people.
That's right. Please don't.
Don't underestimate people who appears to have less, and don't overestimate those who appear to have more. Don't do that to yourself.
That's right.
Because it's never what it appears to be, but exactly what it is.
That's right.
Because you measure people from the center.
That's right.
Because that's why what Sagittarius is, the centaur, right? But we're talking about the centaur.
That's right.
You measure people from the center, which is the love and passion they have in their hearts, not from what they claim to have in their heads.
That's right. Or
so let's go
physical.
Into this jungle. Go ahead.
That's right. Or physically. Yeah, or physically.
Yeah, that
or
means
physically.
Nothing. It's all measured from the heart.
That's right.
All measured from the heart. But let's go back to Mowgli, right? Mowgli. Let's go back to Mowgli. Because this story goes, he was lost by his parents and was left in the wilderness. And it's not the wilderness of North America in this story. You got the wilderness from India, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this story is about an adventure to survive in nature. This story of the jungle is an adventure to survive in the jungle. Whether that be the jungles in South America, Bronx, New York, the trap
That's
house
right.
in Atlanta, the jungle in L.A., Chicago, whatever jungle you reside in, this whole story about the Jungle Book is about surviving in the jungle.
That's right.
Living in the law of the jungle. Because the books we get in school, I repeat, the books that we get in school will not assist you on surviving the streets, especially in a place like Chi-Town, if you're on the wrong side of the city. Yeah, you get a dictionary, the SARS, you get all kind of books, a book list. You need a pistol. You need protection, right? So we're talking about surviving the jungle, right? So most of this is from divine intervention because we're talking about supernatural concentration. Meaning you are getting wisdom from a higher place, which is nature. And this Jungle Book and Mowgli is on the run. The setting that Mowgli is on the run, Miss Blue, he needs to leave in the middle of the night for protection from this tiger that's trying to eat him, right? Or trying to kill him. Very important story because as most of the people's story on this planet, him and the Black Panther was on the run, Miss Blue, and they got tired and resided in the tree to sleep. The
That's
tree
right.
of knowledge.
That's
the
right.
tree represents the tree of knowledge. But as the story goes in this tree, he meets a hungry Indian python, which is
That's
just
right.
like the same snake in the Garden of Eden. The tree of good and evil, right? Same story. But look, Mowgli escapes that trap, Miss Blue, and the next day he tried to join the elephants, Miss Blue, as Jay-Z's song was the Elephant Tusk, right? But just know if you have elephants in your life, always be fighting over peanuts. The people that you fight with over money, that those represent the elephants in your life fighting over peanuts. Now, there's nothing wrong with this, especially if you have a friend like George Washington Carver, right? So we're not saying nothing against that. But look, then Mowgli meets his friend and make friends with a bear in the same jungle, Miss Blue, who adopts him and teach him the bear necessities, right?
That's right.
But it was something about him getting kidnapped by his baboon that's represented by Tahuti.
Hmm.
And they made this character a baboon like Tahuti of Egypt, right? The god, this
yes.
leader was named King Louis, an orangutan.
Hmm.
And he told his little boy Mowgli, he said, I will protect you if you teach me how to make fire.
Yes.
That hot red-orange fire, that scarlet, right? That crimson, that rouge, right? But Miss Blue, Mowgli wasn't raised by humans, so he didn't know how to make a fire.
Right.
So off to the jungle again, Miss Blue, but just to come face-to-face with his enemy, this tiger, Shere Khan. And Miss Blue, then lightning strikes.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what happened when you get a new idea, right?
That's
because
right.
Because the real fire they're trying to produce here, the lightning that produces a fire, is a spark of inspiration. Spark of inspiration. In this cartoon, the lightning strikes the branch, which is a branch of knowledge, right? And it scares off the tiger, but then he carries the torch. Passing the torch like in the Olympic race as passing a baton.
Right.
Now, just one thing about this Jungle Book, Ms. Blue. It was made in 1967, 1994, 1998, 2003 had two installments, and then again in 2016. And I'm like, well, damn, what is the message, Mr. Kaplan?
Right.
Why are we over 15 books? There are over 15 books and movies with the Jungle Book. All the same person, Mowgli. What is the real message of the Jungle Book? What's the real message? What? First, Mowgli is an archetype. The jungle is the terrain of our environment and our mindset. Our
yes.
mindscape, really, that creates our mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Mowgli don't want to grow up and become a man of responsibilities, want to stay immature, so he'd rather play all day with the bear like children holding teddy bears, right? So this is just like another story of Peter Pan, sort of, right? And the tiger that's his enemy, this Shere Khan, this tiger is someone that has earned their stripes.
Yes.
Hmm. And aren't we in the year of the tiger in Chinese astrology?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
The King Louie in this movie, Miss Blue, the big orangutan, is the big head, the huge ego that wanted the red flower, which is the fire, but didn't necessarily want to earn and work for it.
Hmm.
Because the formula for how to spark your own inspiration is the key to the red flower.
Yeah.
It's how to strike a match with your spirit, like a matchbox, right? To awaken the self. So King Louie represents the person living in a life of regrets, the woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yes.
Hanging with a bunch of monkeys and shit, right? So saying to him or herself, you know, can I get another chance at this all? So this story is really our relationship with Mother Nature and
yes.
the universal laws.
Oh, yeah.
Man, male and female, has always tried to bend and break the rules.
Yes.
Always tried to bend and break the rules and the laws of nature. Just to find out and realize
mm-hmm.
the cosmic natural order.
That's right.
Will never be broken.
Never.
Mother doesn't need no assistance.
Mm.
Look, we saw it in the jungle now. On this planet, Miss Blue, shit is bananas.
Yeah, it's gone eight for real.
Oh, it's going, it's going eight. We in the jungle story. We in the jungle book. The mumbo jumbo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the mind has to trap. Well, the mind has been trapped, but the mind needs to tap in for more creativity.
Yes.
Need to figure something new out. The red flower is the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And most people are waiting on lightning to strike or some type of adversity or some type of opponent to move. Because
yes.
we cease to move unless the lightning flash. So it's really our inventions and ideas that makes us kings and queens of the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
We got to put in the work. Miss Blue, we got to put in the work to leave an inheritance to pass something on to our children.
Yes.
We must put in the work to pass something on. We need to go to the next phase of this. We're going to pass the baton. We good? How everybody doing?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We getting there.
Yes, yeah.
We need to pass the baton. We're gonna call this part Project Gustav. G-U-S-T-A-V. Project Gustav. Which 2008 was Hurricane Gustav.
Mm-hmm.
Which Hurricane Gustav in 2008 hit Port-au-Prince, Haiti, through Cuba, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, the Caribbean, it was a total of 153 people that would succumb to this devastation, right? But Then it went on to Louisiana, Miss Blue, and hit through Terrebonne Parish, where Will Smith just shot a movie here last year, which is called Emancipation.
Y'all could
research that. Just shot that movie here last year, Emancipation, in this same place where Hurricane Gustav went. New Orleans would be spared. But however, Miss Blue, this is why this is coming up. Even though it came in at a Category 2, Gustav would be one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit this area called Baton Rouge. It reminded me of the brother who called in Friday from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Rouge is red. Baton Rouge is the red baton. Remember tonight we're talking about the scarlet ibis, right? Which is crimson, which is red. Rouge is red in French. It's rojo in Spanish. Rosa in Italian. Rod in Swedish. Root in German. In the jungle, Miss Blue, we got this rouge, right? We got this red heron, right? So as we pass the baton, we're going to pass this what we call, what are
you saying? No. I'm listening.
Okay. No, I was saying as we pass the baton, we're going to pass this red baton called the Red Book. And now we're talking about Switzerland. We're talking about the dialects of Switzerland, because in Switzerland, they speak German, French, Italian, right? All of some of these languages, right? But the Swiss Alps, right? The home of fondue, right? The number two in the whole world for chocolate, right? The elegant makers of time pieces, right? The flag with the red cross on it, right? And you ask, what the hell does this have to do with anything, and who represent the Fifth Seal tonight? Well, because the red baton that will be passed is from this person whose middle name is Gustav. Person born July 26, 1875.
That's right.
Mr. Carl Gustav Jung.
Young, that's right. Yeah.
Mr. Carl Gustav Jung.
Yeah.
J-U-N-G, missing the L-E for jungle. Carl Gustav Jung.
That's right.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget.
A Swiss psychiatrist who would be born.
That's right.
And his red baton is called the Red Book, a 404-page that he wrote in between the years 1915-1930.
Yes.
Now, hold on. Carl Gustav Jung.
That's right.
Wrote the Red Book in between the years of 1915 to 1930. The book is about the jungle of the mind in hell and then the rebirth as the journey through the soul.
Yes.
He wrote this after the manuscript, The Black Books.
That's right. And
now, what's so significant about it? Crazy. Go ahead, Mrs.
No, and I was going to say Carl Jung's teachings were based off of the ancient Egyptians' way of life and their teachings.
Right, right.
That's his foundation. Right. Yeah.
It absolutely, his foundation. But just the funny thing about this, Ms. Blue, the black books, well, first of all, the red book wasn't released till a year later after Gustav, 2009.
That's right.
Gustav happened 2008. The red book was released October 2009. Ms. Blue, but he passed away in 1961, and he wrote these books between 1950 and 1930. So how did he put them out almost 100 years later? What the hell is going on?
Yep. Got to ask yourself, why did they wait 100 years? But mind you, these books were released to the public 100 years later. But these books have been released to those who consider themselves to be scholars, political leaders, influential people. This book was known to them, and they also had that book as well all of their life. It was a part of their everyday studies, but it did not get released to the public until 100 years later.
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
And look, hold on to this too, right? And write this in the blue room. He also wrote a book, Mr. Carl Gustav Jung, wrote a book, 1933, Modern Man in Search of a Soul.
Yes.
Modern Man in Search of a Soul, 1933, which the 33 is in our title tonight, right? Ain't that the Christ Consciousness number? But he wrote the book, Modern Man in Search of a Soul.
Mm-hmm. He came up with all of this shadow work that people love to talk
that's
about.
That's where it comes from.
Well. He invented the shadow work of showing all of this. And as fascinating as his work is, because he did do some great documentation, he's not the original author. He's not the original author. Yeah. But go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, but look, this is even what they discovered in Egypt. This is why Tahuti represents all the books. Ain't nobody own none of
this.
That's
right.
All this is in the ethers. You're drawing it. I can't step in there. Oh, I made this up and I brought this shit. No.
That's right.
No, you're not. You can't claim hold to none of it. You can't even touch that shit.
That's right.
You can't touch that shit. No.
Not at all.
So can we go deep into the jungle? Since we're Carl Gustav Jung, right? J-U-N-G. And so we could see what exactly was Jung's goal? G-O-A-L. What exactly was Jung's goal? Is the red book his red flower of the Jungle Book? Jungle Book, they did the movie back in, well, even though it was written in the 1800s, but they didn't do the movies to the 1960s, right? And this book was already developed. So is the red book from Carl Jung the red flower of the Jungle Books?
Oh, yeah.
Which is the red flints, which are fire starters.
That's right.
And the red spirit, by the way, of the black books, right? With the black books represent the soul, because the red is the spirit, which is the fire starter, right? So, if Mr. Jung would not publish this work while he was still alive, he said it would ruin him? Because he went into the jungles of his mind, he found a little boy in the jungle, Miss Blue?
Yes.
He found this little boy hanging with a black panther of the black books?
That's right.
Even the name Carl Gustav Jung, the name Carl means free man.
That's right.
The red books that Carl Jung wrote, the original name is Libra Novus. Which is the new book, Libra Novus, the new book, the novice. The red book is the new way.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever there's a will, we know there's a way, right? So it's a new book for the new world, for the new time. So this red book is presented like a Bible for the soul, right? So the red book is the soul stone. So Mr. Carl Gustav Jung saw a little boy in the jungle, and this little boy represents this fifth seal tonight.
Okay.
Because this little boy was raised in a non-traditional manner. He didn't see himself. He saw this little boy in the jungle.
Yes.
So remember the German root. The German root for red is root, R-O-T.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that's at the root of a tree and swinging from the tree like they gave us Tarzan, right? Because someone at the root and in root. Because the red book is also attributed that Carl Jung did, Miss Blue, called the seven, there goes seven, the seven sermons of the dead. The work he did in 1916 in a Gnostic text, right? The red series. So yeah. Carl Jung, what was Carl Jung's goal? To discover the soul.
Yes.
To open, and that's why you say this the Egyptians, this ancient Kush, remember they're fascinated with the death and rebirth. So the way of the soul is not a new concept.
No.
So even tonight, as we expose this cosmic arrangement and the original symbols, the reestablishment, the remind, the resymbol, and tonight as we remix, as you said earlier, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
We're talking about the way of the soul in the way of what's to come. Because look, we are entering the age where the ego and the self is about to merge.
Yes. If it hasn't
the
already.
The ego. Right. No, it has for a lot of people. It has for a lot of people. That's why you're witnessing all these things on the planet, right? That's why you're witnessing all this turbulence you feel, right? Because we're entering the age where more people are going to be connecting the ego with the self. The ego, which is I am self. I am the totality of myself, the
That's
service
right.
of my soul.
Yes.
This is why we are not to lose ourself in others. We have to celebrate our uniqueness.
That's right.
Don't lose yourself in others. Be all of yourself. I am myself. I am in the self-emerging. So we're talking about the alchemist of Tahuti. We're talking about alchemy, the soul, which is the great mother. Which is the great mother that goes by many names, most popular, Sophia.
That's right. Sophia.
That's philosophy is love, Sophia, because it isn't philo, philo, that's love, right? Like Philadelphia, city of love, right? But philosophy?
Yes.
And isn't Sagittarius a philosopher? Isn't that love, Sophia?
That's right.
Her most popular name is Sophia, but her number one name is Mother. Mama.
That's right.
Mother's Day is coming. Is that right? Because that's mother's
right.
nature. Mama.
That's right.
The soul. She is the abyss, right? The resident of the self is in your soul. The self is the lotus flower that lives in the murky waters of the soul. The soul is the abyss. The soul is the journey in.
That's right. That's the end. Internal.
Let us warn you, it's very dark in there. Tell them, Ms. Blue.
Oh, yes.
It's very dark in there. It's a dark cave.
That's right.
So this great conjunction, which is a convergence, wings on the mind, wings on the heart, wings on the spirit, wing on the soul. That's why they saw the eight-winged creature, right? Because that's why it was the man, the bull, the eagle, the lion, all had wings, because that represent wings on the mind, wings on your heart, wings on your spirit, wings on your soul. It's time to take flight.
Yes.
Time to take flight. because there is an all-knowing brain that lives in each and every one of our hearts, right? Which is the real professor, the real instructor, which is the centaur, because it sits in the centaur of everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
This entity we call the heart is directed, well, it's rooted in all directions, and no matter which way you go, if you follow your heart, you will be following the proper directions, because the director is the heart. Bodies are instruments for the soul, but soul gets its light from our spirit. The spirit lights the pathway so the self could be released.
I am
needs to follow its soul. I am, which is your ego. Your I need to get behind your soul, get behind yourself. See, even the self with an out of S, Miss Blue, is an elf. We need to put the S back on self. So the elf, so you could grow up. Because remember, we, the little boy in the jungle, got to grow up.
Yes.
So back to Carl Gustav Jung, which is J-U-N-G, short of an L-E for jungle, right? The jungles. What is jungle, called jungle? To wake up Big Mama of the soul.
That's right.
Also to expose, the expressions and symbols of the soul. So your soul is your real soldier.
That's right. That's the soldier
of
love.
Soldier.
Yeah.
And if you can humble yourself, because even Mowgli didn't grow up with the traditional education. He grew up in the jungle, and he or she is way more wiser and may be able to outwit you. This is why you got to stay humble in humility. You got to bow down when you meet something that has earned their stripes or someone that has earned them stripes, just out of respect. It's not a competition.
Not at all.
See, Carl Jung was also looking to expose that the soul is supreme. See, this is the supreme feminine that everybody here is coming back. It's the soul. It's the soul revealing. The soul is the royal subject. No
That's
matter
right.
what the objective is, the soul owns it all.
That's right.
So as we make our descent into the fifth seal, and speak of this great God with the ibis, and remember the ibis has a bill. This is what makes Tahuti the man with the bill.
That's right.
Tahuti, the human body with the head of the ibis, right, of Egypt. Tahuti of Egypt.
Yes.
Tahuti, the ibis, the moon disc, the stylus, the pen, the writing tablet, the baboon. Tahuti holds the ankh. And Sagittarius is the alchemist, which is the superior state of art, Miss Blue. It's also Ochelse to the Yoruba with the bow and arrow.
Yes.
So the fifth element tonight, the fifth seal represented by this person, Sagittarius, fire element, the power of the hands to make adjustments to your destiny, even if you want to make shit show up as you write it down. If you want to make shit show up faster, write it in red.
Yes, that's right. Pull out those tablets.
Pull it out. Art represents the art of alchemy, the cosmic mixtures. Art is the symbol of a right mixture. We came here to solve a riddle. We are here to solve the soul riddle. We are here to solve the soul itself.
Yes.
How we feeling? We good?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's go there. Almost to it.
Take your time. Take your time.
Well, remember we were supposed to do this last week, and it was sort of that turbulence, but we going to get this thing because this person is this paramount, because once we get to the oneness, which is the ultimate aim, to make two one, to make two one is to become a complete one whole self.
Yes.
And with that said, the fifth seal is all about health and healing. It's the art of healing. It's the holistic healing of the mind, body, and soul. So the person at the fifth position on the remix pantheon, his birth name means sage.
That's right.
S-A-G-E, as in Sagittarius.
That's right.
Sagittarius, the altar, the professor, the supernatural counselor.
That's
and this
right.
this person, Miss Blue, is born under the sun sign of Sagittarius at the same time, which is the alchemist. This person is a real-life jungle boy that became a man.
Yes.
And Sahuti was played by our brother, who played Sahuti in the, what the brother's name was?
Bosman.
Yeah, Bosman, right? As to who they played by Chadwick Boseman, and later that year, the Black Panther. This person is a Bowman, right? Because this person, Miss Blue, name is Alfredo D. Bowman. You cannot make this up. Born 11/26/1933, Christ consciousness, the same year that Carl Gustav Jung published A Modern Man in Search of the Soul. This brother, Alfredo D. Bowman, also known as the great Dr. Sabi.
There you go. Dr.
Which,
Sabi. Yes.
If you spell Sabi in reverse, do it not spell Ibis.
Ibis.
I'll
That's
let
right.
you discover it for yourself. Spell Sabi in reverse.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Ashe. To Dr. Sabi. Ashe. Yes. Yes. Now you
Dr.
see.
Dr. Sabi was the Ibis. Yeah. He is the Tahuti, which is the alchemist, right? But look, Miss Blue, he grew up in Honduras in the jungles. He was born
That's
in
right.
Honduras
That's
by
right.
ways of Haiti, right? Never
yes.
went to school. He never even went to kindergarten.
That's right.
So no one could take claim to his education. He never rode a motorboard, Miss Blue. He learned from many places, Miss Blue. But in his words, he said it wasn't until he went into the jungles.
Yes.
Of South
That's
America
right.
and Africa.
That's right.
Where he claimed to find his butt-naked mama.
That's it's right.
In his words.
That's right.
He's the Mowgli in the Jungle Book. That
That's
learned
right.
the science of botany and
That's
the
right.
discipline of the holistic healing.
Ashe.
Big Mama. He was That's Big Mama's disciple.
That's right.
That learned That's the secret of the herbs that would heal the nations.
That's right.
The man who never went to traditional school on this land, Miss Blue, and won his trial against the New York Supreme Court of America. Never
That's
been
right.
done. Without a fucking education from, come on now.
Never. He is the only person to date, or the first person, I should say, to win his case against the Supreme Court in New York City, where he claimed that he could heal things like cancer and AIDS and HIV and all of these diseases that
and made the blind see.
And
Sound
there
like
you
Christ
go. And made the blind see, right, Brother Bilal. This is the 33, the Christ consciousness, the sage, Dr. Sabi. Dr. Sabi, Ashe. And I didn't have the opportunity to bring Dr. Sebi on Planet Remix, but I did have the opportunity to speak with him personally and have some conversations, one in which he invited me to come to Honduras to learn all that he had, learn the craft, learn the things that he was teaching. And he said he wanted to pass this knowledge, pass his wisdom on to the women. That was
his biggest,
to pass it on to the women. Yeah. So had
That's
a
right.
lot of love
that
for
was
him.
Their name.
Had a couple of sessions with people that needed some healing and had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Sebi about it. So Ashe and blessings to Dr. Sebi. Yeah.
Mm. He holds the fifth seal.
Ashe, yeah.
He holds
yeah. The great sage. Yes, the divine.
I mean, he and we know he was considered by the educated on this planet and the people who wore the mortise board and the tassel to be a quack, to be crazy.
That's right.
Because he came from another school of thought. He was taught from Mother Nature herself with the trees, the herbs. He was taught from it himself.
Yes.
The Scarlet Ibis, the alchemist.
That's right. Powerful.
and he would be the god. He would be the brother that takes the seal off the charge and the charge that this planet is charged with through Dr. Sebi. What is that charge, Ms. Bill?
That charge is food poisoning. The charge is food poisoning. Physical food poisoning.
Yeah.
Mental food poisoning. Think about the water in Flint, Michigan, and other places around the world that either lack the water or being poisoned by the water that is near them that they cannot drink. But the charge that Dr. Sebi has charged to our world and took the seal off was on food poisoning and how the food was poisoning our bodies, our minds, our spirit, our world. So powerful.
Wow.
We must understand about carbon-based diets, electric foods. We're making a switch to electric cars, and we think this is so important, and everyone wants an electric car, but no one wants to eat electric food? How could we do this? How could we do this? We want to move to solar power to power our offices, our schools, and our homes, but we don't want to eat solar food to power our bodies. The government has thousands and thousands of grants. If you switch to solar power, but there is no grant money for solar food that is grown from the sun. How backwards is that? How backwards is that? So let's look at the signs here. And I want you all to add this up. Dr. Sebi was born on November 26. I want you to add November 11 plus 26. What does it equal? If you take 11 and you add 26 to it, let's see. What is the total? What do you get? It should be 37. You get 37. Are you with me? 37. Now, he was caught with $37,000.
You could look that up.
That was the report. That's what they said when he traveled back to Honduras. He was trying to bring $37,000, U.S. dollars, into the country, and he was arrested for money laundering. Listen. You can look this up. Wow. Now, here's the thing. Dr. Sebi would not admit to being guilty. He wasn't guilty of anything. And he wouldn't eat food because he knew he would be poisoned. So he refused to eat because he knew poison him. And here's the thing. He said, either way, he could die of pneumonia, which, by the way, is the last stage of HIV, which is something he knew he could heal. But he chose to take that. He died of pneumonia.
Didn't have his life, didn't have his stuff with him.
He just didn't have his stuff with him. He didn't have the herbs. He didn't have the tinctures. He didn't have the medicine with him. So the fifth seal and the charge by Dr. Sebi, food poisoning, to bring the awareness at this time to Dr. Sebi, we send our love, of course, as always. And so we simply say, thank you. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Didn't even go to kindergarten, beat the world, whole medical world.
And he opened up ways for all of us healers now to walk through, to now be able to have the knowledge, because it is available to the collective consciousness at this time. And so we're seeing so much to come about learning about health and learning about healing, even though there is so much more that we must do. And what I want you to know is that you are about to witness Dr. Sebi's justice. Also going to understand his connection to Nipsey Hussle as well. Yeah. Powerful. Woo! Powerful. Ashe to Dr. Sebi. Yeah. So this is what we're going to do. We're actually going to go ahead and close out right now. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and we're going to close the show here. But we definitely want to encourage you to come back, leave a comment and your takeaways as well. We want to invite everyone who's here to listen in to know that we are about to go on Clubhouse. And if you go to Clubhouse, you can join us in Astro Magic. We're about to open up the room, and you are free to come over and speak to myself and Brother Bilal. And we'll be waiting for you there. So, peace and love, everyone. Peace and love. Ashe to the ancestors, and blessings to Dr. Sebi, the fifth seal. Oh, the fifth seal. Tahuti 33, the sacred, the scarlet ibis. Mm. Yeah, now you know what the FP was. Food poisoning. Ashe.
Yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.